in the sun don't shine. I love you all the time. Baby, baby, baby blue. Baby, baby, I love you. Even when the moon don't shine, I love you all the time. Even when it's gray and cloudy, even when I'm sad and pouty, even when the sun is shining through. Baby, baby, baby blue. Baby, baby, I love you. Even when the sun don't shine, I love you.
Well, at the age of 4, she started tinkering around on the piano, and her music is described as sparkling, and I couldn't say it better myself. Let us welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade, Jennifer Gassoy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Where do we reach you today?
You're reaching me from Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Oh, a beautiful, beautiful city. It's one
yes.
of my favorites. And we're so happy to have you here. And congratulations on the Grammy nomination you have for the CD that we're listening to right now. It's just it's got to be a terrific feeling. What was it like when you found out you were nominated for the album Throw a Penny in the Wishing Well?
Well, I was at my computer because I knew that they were going to be announcing it right after there was a Grammy nomination special on TV. And I knew they were going to be announcing the smaller categories online. And I had my fingers ready, scrolling down. My heart was beating out of my chest. And I saw the first 4. And I didn't see my name, so I thought,
no.
Oh, well, you know, it didn't happen. And then I scrolled down a little more, and I saw my name. And honestly, it was probably one of the most amazing feelings I've ever had. It was very exciting.
Oh, I can't imagine. This is a little bit of your song, Buttercup. Let's listen for a second.
Sure. I picked it from my garden just a minute ago. And when I put it under my chin, it leaves a golden glow.
Butterfly on my shoulder, sitting very still. It's pretty as a rainbow, softer than silk. It landed on my shoulder just a minute ago, and when it flies away, it leaves a golden glow.
What a beautiful voice you have. One of the things I like so much is you're singing songs with complexity that really will hold up well for repeated listening by adults with children, and that are really simply good songs, honest and well sung and well crafted. What got you interested in creating music for kids?
First of all, thank you for acknowledging that. I've always had a connection with children, and since a really young age, I was a day camp counselor, and I was a director for a day camp as well. And I just always felt the light in kids. I think my light reflected back to them, and vice versa. So I've always worked with kids, but I thought I was going to be going in the direction of jazz, a jazz musician like a Diana Krall or a Nora Jones. And I was writing all kinds of music, and I started to bring in my jazz influences into my children's music and started playing it for people, and something special happened, and it seemed to be my best songs. So I started to pursue that, and it went really well.
This song is called The Bayou, and you can just hear the rhythm. It's pretty infectious. It's hard. It's the kind of song I think, if you're listening in your car, you might have to make sure you don't speed up too fast.
I've heard some feedback about that, parents listening to my tunes in the car and rolling down the windows, and so many parents tell me they listen without their kids, which to me is like the best compliment, because the music stands up to an adult audience, as you mentioned. So it's very possible there's a few speeding tickets because of my music.
Now, are you traveling and playing out much? This is our first chance to get to know each other. And I must admit, it was the Grammy nomination that got me familiar with your music. And frankly, your music is ideal for what we have been doing here Saturday mornings for 35 years. This is just, we like music that will be nice for kids and adults together. Mm-hmm. And have you been getting out? Have you played in the States much?
You know what? This is really my introduction to the U.S. I've done quite a bit of shows in Canada. That's really where my base is, mostly in Montreal, in Vancouver, and a little bit into Calgary and Alberta. You guys probably don't know where those places are.
Oh,
but
sure we do.
Vancouver, yes, and Montreal, maybe,
well,
yes.
Nobody knows where Calgary is, but don't forget, we're a hockey town.
That's true.
We have Maria,
so you do know. Okay,
we have Maria
we're good.
Lemieux here in Sydney.
But I haven't done much in the U.S. yet. I haven't had the engine or the vehicle, and I think that this Grammy nomination is going to really help me propel into this new market, and that's my goal. I want to get out into the States and start to introduce people to my music and do live shows and just get my name out there. So that's been a real gift of this process for me, is starting to make inroads into the U.S. market.
Well, I hope that if you make it into the Pittsburgh area that you'll let us know, because it would be great to have you playing live in our studio sometime. I want
to
play, you'll recognize this song, of course, but I want to, without giving its title, just play the beginning of it so people can hear the whimsical nature of it.
Okay.
And the song goes on, and you'll get a chance to hear more of it, not just this week, but all year long here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And in the future, who are the folks playing instruments? Do you play an instrument?
I do. I play piano on about half the tracks. I'm playing ukulele, melodica, glockenspiel. And then I have a fabulous band who, they're all in Montreal, some of the top players here. A lot of them are jazz musicians, R&B, but I sort of handpicked musicians for different genres, because there are probably about 8 genres on my album. So we have tuba and trumpet and accordion, and I actually also hired got Eric Bibb to sing on my Hey There Joe song, the duet. Who's an amazing roots blues singer based in the U.S. I was really excited to have him on the album.
There's
a little bit of everything, mostly Canadian musicians here from Montreal, who did an absolutely amazing job.
Yeah, Eric has performed here in our studios before. He's terrific. And I hear a banjo here, and I thought I heard a dulcimer at the beginning, but that might have been Uke.
No dulcimer, but there is banjo. His name is Michael Jerome Brown, and he's an award-winning Juno-nominated musician from Montreal as well.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. And by the way, the Junos are essentially the equivalent to the Grammy Awards in Canada. I think I mentioned to you in our correspondence that I'm a big Radio Canada and CBC fan.
Oh, that's so
and,
cool.
I really feel that the country does so much to promote its artists. across all genres, and also it's 20-some languages that are spoken throughout the country. We just have another minute or two. Is there anything else you'd like to mention as we close?
Oh, gosh, open-ended question.
Yeah.
First of all, just thank you for having me on your program. It's a real honor and an honor to be in the company of these four other musicians. They're really, it's a really high caliber this year. I would just say to any potential fans out there, I hope you love my music. I would be honored if you would take a listen. And I don't know if you're putting our websites on your show.
Indeed,
not
we
sure,
are.
But great. So you can check out my music on my website, Jennifer Gasloy. And just excited to head to LA on Tuesday and see what unfolds there.
Good luck. The album is Throw a Penny in the Wishing Well, and this is the title track. Jennifer Gasloy, good luck. Take care.
Thank you so much.
There's something you can do to make your dreams come true. Throw a penny in the wishing well. You can polish them up, make them shiny from the bottom to top. You can polish them up.
Throw a penny in the wishing well.
Take some pennies, make them shiny new. Throw them in the wishing well. Watch your dreams come true.
Penny in the wishing well.
Go penny in the wishing well.
Throw a penny in the wishing well.
Take some pennies. Shiny and new. Throw them in the wishing well. Watch your dreams come true. If you have a dream, no matter how big it seems, if you have a dream,
throw a penny in the wishing well.
That is Jennifer Gasloy, and you just heard her from Montreal, Canada, and she is another nominee for Best Children's Album for the Grammy Awards 2014, and Throw a Penny in the Wishing Well is the name of the album.